I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In all the commotion of Pastor Andrew Brunson's release last week, David Biles' story flew under the radar. Middle East Concerns Miles Windsor tells us that David is a church worker in Turkey who holds joint U.S. and Canadian citizenship.
He was arrested on Saturday after a routine ID check at Ankara train station in Turkey. And he was taken to the anti-terror police department, and he was interrogated extensively during that time. And so he was then released on Sunday afternoon. In this case, he's been advised to take the instruction that he's been given, which is to leave within 15 days.
David's been serving in Turkey for 18 years and was first targeted by police in 2007. Pray wisdom for David and also for boldness for Turkey's believers. And after years of kids' devotionals, Keys for Kids is now producing a series for teens. Greg Yoder, executive director, tells us that parents were asking for a devotional that spanned the teen years. Enter the idea for Unlocked. Now, this devotional will target issues that teens face every day, from freshman year until the time they graduate high school.
They may be brand new people who are just maybe exploring the Christian faith. Well, we want to challenge them. But we also want to challenge those that are very strong in their faith and have been walking with the Lord for a long time.
Scripture engagement is the primary goal. After the print version launches, they're hoping to add audio and an app. Yoder's asking prayer as they venture into new territory. Links to the teen devotional and other resources will be found at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Dynica, SGA's founder. It's a resource aimed at making your prayer life more vibrant. So get your free copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.